What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Fantastic Duo Show. I'm here once again with my bud, my partner in crime, Mr. Steve Cardenas. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks again for joining us. And yeah, we're pretty excited. You know, the whole 25-year anniversary for Power Rangers has been like the buzz here for the past few days. And we're excited. So we thought we'd capitalize on that. And I reached out for a favor from my sister, from another mister, my good friend, my very good friend. If we can take this time to welcome her right now, Miss Aisha, Miss Karen Ashley. Let's say hello to her.
Yes, they've got
a clap track going on in the background.
We got applauses going in the background. Yes. And this is a big special
Karen.
Edition.
Hey,
how are you? Hey, you look great, by the way.
Thank you. So do you guys. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I've got the COVID glow going right now, you know. Inside too much. I can't get no sun.
I know we're all like not tanned. We like have things that we need to do outside, but
everybody gained like 10 pounds for sure.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to keep it.
Home workouts are not like, you know, when you go and you work out and like I was going to Orange Theory and like now I don't even
want
to walk.
And now you're just eating oranges, right? You were doing Orange Theory, now you're just doing oranges.
Now I'm just eating oranges. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Like this for weights.
Atta girl.
So, yeah, I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's joining us right now in the chat room. Everyone's really excited to be on here once again. Like, everybody's just, you know, this is that's their own community in there in the chat room. This is an amazing, safe space for everyone to come in, just like the cons, to have a great time. And Ashley, you're getting a ton of love. Karen, Ashley. Yeah. I'm calling you Ashley because I was reading your name.
Ashley. I'm distancing from Karen because I am not trying to be a Karen.
I was, and this is why I wanted to bring
Aisha,
it up.
Ashley. Okay.
She said Aisha. Call her Aisha.
We'll call you Cash. For, you know, because for your yes. for your Zoom, K Ashley. Yeah, Cash. We love it.
Cash. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to welcome you to the show for sure. Like we mentioned before, you know, we have a ton of stuff here lined up. But first off, man, how you been? How's everything been for you in California? What's new with you out there? You know, just kind of like bring us back into Karen's world.
You know what? Life is good. You know, I can't complain. We're healthy. We're happy. You know, I mean, we're obviously in a weird, crazy time in this world. But outside of that, I mean, everyone, my family's good. I'm good. And so I'm just, you know, happy to be here. I wish I was traveling, going to cons.
I know, right?
We have so much fun on the road, right?
Yeah, we really do.
It's tough being home. I've never been home this long, and like I've never not left my house or not put on makeup or not, had anything. Like I have pajama pants on every day. So I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. But
yeah, I've never been home this much in like 7 years. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like we've been touring like nonstop for like literally like the past like 7 years. We're like all over the place all the time.
Yeah. And
next thing you know,
it's
all. Put the brakes
on. I know.
On.
It was like instant too. Like it wasn't like we had a month to prepare and thought, oh, it's going to close down. Like literally I was going to a show and they called me that Thursday night and said, don't get on the plane. The show is canceled.
Wow.
And then 10 other shows were canceled that weekend. So it was like, what? I'm home for 3 months. And now that 3 months has turned into 4 months and we'll just, you know, we don't know when we'll all be able to be in a place together. But I miss it so much.
Preach.
You know, it's funny because I remember someone asked me just the other day, they said, when did you start doing cons? And I was like, I think it was like 12 or 13 years ago. I remember Steve hit me up on MySpace.
Wow.
It was like, is this you, Karen? And I was like, yeah, oh my God. Like, it was like our first time reconnecting since I'd left the show and he'd left the show.
Right.
And he said, I want you to, he goes, I'm going to call you. And he called me and said, I want you to come and do this Comic-Con with me and Jason Frank. You know, they want to see you. And I remember going, do they even know who we are? Like at that point, it had been like 10 years since we left the show.
Right.
And we've never stopped doing cons since. So
I think actually one of the first ones that we did actually was the first Power Morphicon. We were there together. And that was the first time that I had seen you in a while.
Yeah.
It was Power Morphicon. That was 2007.
Yeah. So there you go. Steve is the reason that a lot of us have started doing cons just because he got in this world and then Jason got in the world and And then we all started pulling people in.
Yeah. And then I remember like one of the other first cons that we did too was the Florida Supercon, although back then it was called like the Anime Supercon. And I remember it was this tiny little con and it was like me and you in a hotel lobby signing autographs, and fans were coming by dressed up in like anime stuff. And then and then that show turned to be one of the biggest shows, Florida Supercon, which is like, you know, that, well, before COVID shut down, they have like 50, 60,000 people come to that show every year. I mean, it was like, it was cool. We were there for the birth.
Yes, the beginning. And what's funny is that Mikey, who runs Ranger Stop, he basically said he met us there. That was the first time he met us. He was one of the vendors. And he was like teenager.
So
it's
crazy,
like this little world of that we've created. It's like our family, our
content. Incredible. Such great reminiscing. I mean, we'll pick up on a lot more reminiscing, actually, as a matter of fact. Maybe because people have kind of heard the story about how I got on the show, our stories are very similar, and as most people in the industry will know, it doesn't happen like that for people. You know what I mean? The way that it happened for us. I mean, like, you know, we, in the span of like 4 days or something, we were like, you know, from just kids living in Texas to all of a sudden being like on the number one kid show in the world, you know? So our life's turned upside down, like lickety split. So maybe you could like kind of talk to us about what you were doing a little bit before that. And you know, sort of your background on that, and then how you got in, and then so on and so forth.
Well, what's funny is that I've been in the industry. I was actually in a singing group called Crush, and
we were signed
to Canon Records. And so we had kind of been, I was signed when I was like 12 years old. So we were signed for like 5-6 years and kind of went through this whole thing. And I just remember I had my first audition when I was in Crush. And at that moment I auditioned for Sister Act 2. And I just remember, I was like, I want to be an actress. Like I want to be an actress. And so it was just one of those things that, once I had literally graduated high school, the mission was I was going to go to college, but I was only going to go to, you know, North Texas University for 1 year, and I was moving to LA. But I was auditioning. I was like working as an extra.
So you already had all those aspirations, and you were already in the goal, in the mindset of going to LA to make it happen anyway.
Totally. That was the plan. And then a friend of mine called me, like literally it was like 2 weeks after I graduated high school, and said, you got to audition for the show. There's an open call casting for this show called Power Rangers. And I, at the time, I was trying to graduate. I had no clue what Power Rangers was.
Right.
I was the only person who didn't know. And we went to the same audition, me, you, and Johnny all auditioned in Dallas. And I just remember walking up, and there was this line of people. And
there were thousands of people there. Yeah.
Thousands of people there, and we had to wait like all day just to get 30 seconds. And I remember just auditioning. But what's funny is I remember we had to, like, we did an audition, and then they said, okay, come back later and we'll tape you. So that 1,000 turned into like 100. I remember seeing you and Johnny there, just but it was still like 100 people, and you didn't know, and we auditioned, and
literally, and it was very much like a don't call us, we'll call you kind of thing.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. They weren't nice.
Well, I guess that's it, you know, I'm not gonna hear from these guys ever again.
You had 30 seconds to like impress me right now. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And I remember I had like an audition, like I had music, and they were like, we don't have a radio. And so I just had to dance. I just had to go for it.
Wow. That's
but
crazy.
Literally like 3 days later, they called us early in the morning and said, you know, hey, can you fly out to LA? And I remember just getting to the airport, and you, Johnny, and a couple of other people who had met in Dallas, like they had flown in from other places. Mm-hmm. We all just got on the plane, and it was weird because we all became friends. We were all, you know, auditioning.
Yeah, the other people that auditioned, I remember. Yeah, we were all chummy with them because we were all kind of, we were all on the plane together. Then we were all kind of like mingled together in the audition. And then we were like stuck in that same little motel together. And so
that is still up in Burbank. Like every time I pass that place, they've changed it. But it was like a hole in the wall motel.
Oh my God, it was awful. I was like, wow, Power Rangers is really, they're really pulling out the big bucks for us, aren't they, with this. So totally put us in.
I remember thinking, like, are we auditioning for a TV show, or are they pranking us?
It was dank, right?
yeah, and it was across the street from Saban. We walked over there.
Yeah.
And I just remember we auditioned, and then they put us together as a group. Mm-hmm. And they actually put me, Johnny, and Steve together as a group. And I just remember We went in together, but you, right before we walked in, you were like, okay, guys, like if you've ever met Steve, we'll give you a quick pep talk. Like, he's a pep talk guy. He was like, okay, guys, this is our part to lose. And I just was like, yeah.
Yeah. I remember because I was familiar with the show and I knew, yes. I knew that when you morphed, you had to put your hand behind your back. So I said,
yes, listen, I think you told
when
me
we
that.
Do this, guys, make sure when we say it's morphin' time, everybody put your hand behind your back at the same time. And we were the only ones that did that because the other people didn't know anything about the show and they just said it's morphin' time. And I think that's probably one of the things that they like. So we kind of had like a little leg up on people for that.
Yeah. I remember having a conversation with Shooky like later, like he would come on set and have lunch with us. And I remember asking him, what was it about us? And he goes, you guys just like, when you walked in, we knew those are the three.
Wow. That's so cool. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, you walked in and you just smiled. He goes, and that's what we needed. We needed someone to just light up the room. And then the guys were like flipping around. And I remember they were like flipping through the air.
Yeah. Well, I remember I saw your audition. By the way, guys, for those of you who don't know, Karen is an unbelievable dancer, like phenomenal. Like I was blown away when I saw her dance routine because remember the three of us got to audition in front of each other. Like we didn't see anybody else's routines,
but when we had our audition
again, I saw Johnny do his thing, man, and I was like, "Wow, this guy is really good." And then Karen got out and did her thing, and I was like, "I'm beyond impressed." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You know,
so
I think it was the moment, and I think when they did that, it really like, I mean, we were hyped up, and it was the moment. It was the right time at the right place.
Yeah.
And I remember
and we were all young too. I'm nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, I remember they played around with the groups a little bit and kind of mixed us all up with other people, but the energy wasn't what we had when we walked in that room. And so I just remember they put us all in a room, but all of us, like 15 of us, and then they were like, you got the part. And we were just like,
we were like hugging each other and crying and stuff. Yeah. It was very.
And then we were like, hold up, somebody else is crying. It was like one of the other people that didn't get the part. Like, they just in front of them. It was bananas.
Yeah. It was crazy.
I just want to tell you guys that I don't want to talk at all. I just want to sit back,
just listening to everything.
Right now. So right now, I have us all three on the bottom of the page, and I have a picture of you guys with the old cast, and obviously you three coming into the show together. My question to you, and I didn't want to interrupt your story, that's why I kind of held back and didn't say anything.
No, please, we'll talk forever.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's what this is about. My question to you is, how did it feel, right, and coming into the show? Right. And we've heard Steve's take before. You know, the dynamic was broken up because three had left. You guys are coming in. So how was it for you coming into the show? Any intimidation? This show's ginormous now. And, you know, now you got to mingle with three people that have been there since the original start. Yeah. How was that for you?
You know what? I'm very thankful that I didn't know much about the show. Because I think that would have intimidated me, knowing how popular those
people
were.
Good point.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I think even though you watched it, and I know Johnny had watched it, but we weren't like, you know, we weren't that demographic that watched Power Rangers like every single day. And so I think luckily for us, we weren't, because I would have been completely intimidated by the fact that we were replacing people. We thought we were joining the team and that they were just going to bring in new characters.
Yep.
And we get there and like they're gone and they're like stunt doubles and they're like shooting the back of their heads and we're like completely thrown in the mix of this. But I think what happened with us is that I know I was so excited to be on a television show. Like that was the goal. I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to move to LA. All those things happened in a matter of 4 days. And so that excitement took over for me. But it was just crazy. Like when we really set that, I think when we went to go do the movie, it really started coming to me like, man, this thing is huge.
Yeah.
It's bigger than we even know. And here we are. How did we get here? Like we won the golden ticket.
We really did. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know, I sometimes I often wonder like if, you know, and again, this is, I mean, the outcome might have been the same. Who knows? But, you know, had they not been pressed for time and had, you know, the longer audition process that they usually go through, you know, in order to cast new people, you know, maybe we might not have gotten that the same kind of opportunity, you know? I mean, it was just lucky that Katie Wallen, who was the main casting director, happened to be in Dallas, and she sent all of her other lackeys to the other places. Yeah. And they didn't seem to pick the right people, you know, and Katie knew exactly what Haim Saban was looking for and found us. And I think, you know, that was also like something that was in our favor. There was just a lot of things that were kind of fated for us, you know, and I really just believe,
I'm telling you, if I could just describe that energy that we had when we went in that room. And like Steve said, we were like, it's morphin' time. And we just did all these things in the moment. That just, I can't imagine. Like, I just felt like this is what we were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And it just, and luckily for us, the cast members that had stayed were super welcoming. I think that at that point they had gone through so much together.
Yeah.
And so the change was welcome, you know, and Polly was like our on-set like acting coach.
he was like my acting coach. Like, he helped me a lot. I mean, you were already an actress, so it's not like he needed to do much with you know what I mean? Yeah. But
like,
yeah,
there were just so many things we didn't know. Like, none of us had been on a television set before in that way. Like, I mean, I'd been on one, but it wasn't like I was a series regular.
Right.
So I mean, there are things that you had to do, things you had to, you know, be on time for, and just, I mean, we just didn't know how that show worked, and Polly was really essential in helping us make the smooth transition.
It really was on the job training, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, we got the job, and then that Monday we were shooting. Like, it was
That's
your parents
crazy.
That extra clothes. We're gonna ship your cars out. You're working.
Yeah. We never even left after that. It was insane. Yeah.
Yeah,
but,
and that's,
I mean, but what a fantastic story, you know what I mean? Like, actually, this is something that I didn't even realize about you, Karen. I didn't realize that you had already, I mean, I knew that you were in a music group and all that stuff like that, and then you were on your way to doing some music stuff, but I had no idea that you wanted to do all of the film and TV stuff too, and that you had a plan to go there. See, like, even I didn't know that, and I don't know how I missed that, but that's phenomenal. What a great story.
Early. I was so like, I honestly, my plan was to move that next year. And I just remember calling my mom, because my mom and dad were the only two people that I told, other than like my sisters or whatever, that I'd got the part. And I just was like, I told them, I was like, mom, I'm moving here. Like, this is it. And she was like, what? Like, you know, I thought we were moving next year. Like, it was just one of those, and it was instant. And I was homesick, and it was crazy. But it was like my biggest dream. So I was living the dream.
That's
amazing. It was quite the adventure, you know, and you didn't tell anybody, and they told us we're not allowed to tell anybody because, you know, we weren't going to be aired for months. So, you know, but you know me, I'm like, I'm calling all my people. I'm like, yo, you ain't never going to believe what happened to me. I go, I got on Power Rangers, and they go, what is that? Because all my friends, you know, they're older, and all they cared about was drinking beer and meeting girls and stuff. And they're like, what's Power Rangers? And I was like trying to have to explain it to them. And they were like, okay, good for you. What's that?
I know. It's bananas.
We're getting a lot of great praise for you, Karen, here on the chat room. Mike Room just joined us as well, and he said that you have the best shirts at the cons whenever you're there.
Did you say Mike Rome is on?
Yeah,
right
Mr.
Now?
Oh. Mike Rome. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So maybe we could briefly talk about that hey Mike, how are you, brother? Next week we will actually have Mike Rome on the podcast.
Yay.
As well. And, you know, Mike Rome is from the WWE fame, does all like the ring announcing stuff for all the
Monday Night Raw
shows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so we're very excited to have him on the show. And I guess briefly, we'll just take a detour since we found out Mike's on the show. We're going to have like a WWE themed week next week. So next week, we've got all kinds of awesome guests going to be on. And Mike Rome is one of them. We'll see him on Thursday. But Mike Rome is also doing a phenomenal thing. He's hosting this charity event that we're going to do, and all the Power Rangers are going to be there, probably like 20 of us or 21 of us, right, Karen?
There's going to be a
bunch of us. We're going to all get on a thing, and we're going to chat all about Power Rangers and stuff and all the generations of Power Rangers, and we're doing it all for a charity called Give Kids the World. Give Kids the World Village. And so we've been posting up about it on our Instagram. So if you have following us on Instagram, make sure you check that out so you know where to go to the event to donate as well.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
It's an amazing place. Like we went there a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, I remember when we went there, yeah.
And it's strictly for terminally ill kids, and it's like Wonderland. Like they have Halloween. Like they basically go there for a week. But
yeah.
During that week.
They get everything there. They get to experience all the seasons. Yes. They got all kinds of cool stuff there and rides and mm-hmm. games, and they got ice cream cone machines. Like just go and get the ice cream you want. You know what I mean? Like they have everything there.
All
yeah.
Free. It's
yeah, and it's all free.
For
wow.
them
yeah,
and their
exactly.
Families.
So we partook too. It was free for us as well.
Yeah. They gave us ice cream as well. We had
holla.
Ice cream.
Yeah, that was
that's great. That's
I remember
great.
That's the thing that sticks out for me the most when I went there. I mean, of course, you know, seeing the kids and everything like
yes,
that was beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, you know what I mean? But in a joking way, the one thing I remember was the free ice cream.
Yes, it was good too. It was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
But this place, like, obviously, they're suffering from the effects of COVID, and they've had to lay people off.
Yeah.
So we were more than happy.
Yeah,
I mean,
we really want to help try to keep this place open, guys. So please come join us on that podcast. It's going to be on July 11th. Yeah, right, Alex?
Yes.
July 11th.
Yeah, July 11th, yep.
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing. So if you guys follow Steve, if you follow Karen, if you follow our Fantastic Duo Show account here, you'll be getting a reminder as the week progresses, even through the holiday, that you know it is going to be it's gonna go down. So I'm really excited for this, and you guys are doing an incredible thing. And again, I'm just a fan sitting here on the sidelines listening to you guys talk, and this is just an amazing thing that's happening right now in front of me. So, you know, anybody that's watching here in the chat, make sure you go and you know, whatever you can. It's a rough time, but even just sharing it helps those kids out. I'm super stoked for you guys. So next week's gonna be incredible. Watch for the all the promotional work we're gonna be putting out for that. Karen, I wanted to ask you a question. You're on the show. Things are going great. By the way, I loved you when you came into the show. You brought a spunk to it. Your smile was incredible. Maybe I was crushing back then. I was 14. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was 14 years old.
There definitely was an energy, though, when Karen came on the show.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She was like this bubbly, you know, quite different from, say, Trini Kwan in that sense, that they were a different dynamic of characters.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, the bond that you had with your TV grandma in some of the episodes, like all that, there was lessons being taught that even as a 14-year-old, even though you didn't understand it, when you rewatch it now, you see it there. Right.
Yes.
So it's pretty dope that your character played such a great part, just like Steve and Johnny as well. You know, you guys both all three of you came in with something. But let's move a little bit further into getting into the movie. Now, you got massive success with the show. You're everywhere. You have your own action figures. Everything's going crazy. This movie gets thrown at you. What's going through your mind?
Man, it was like, honestly, like I said, we won the golden ticket. Like, I mean, we got a television show, and now we're in Australia shooting a movie.
And,
so,
they told us about it all in one sentence, too. They're like, oh, by the way, congratulations. You guys are the new Power Rangers. And by the way, we're in a month and a half after filming, we're going to go film the movie in Australia. And I'm like, what?
I know. It was insane. Like, it was honestly the dream. And it was like an adventure within an adventure, because I'd never even left the United States before. So going to Australia and actually being there, I think we were there like 6 months. Like, it was a long time.
About 4 months. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was one of those dreams that, like, you know how you always dreamed of living abroad? Well, we did. We actually lived abroad and had our own little like apartment kind of hotel kind of thing. And I just remember we had so much fun. It was so much like long hours, hard work, but like the sets were bigger, the costumes were cooler. It was just, and it kind of was the time, like he said, it happened literally 1 month, like a month and a half after we'd come on the show. It was that one time that all of us as a cast had kind of been taken away from our natural element, and we were in a foreign country, and we really had the opportunity to kind of get to know each other. You know, I don't know that we really knew each other that well. And when you're stuck somewhere, you know, for months on end, you kind of, you know, luckily for us, we all just became friends, and we all just started, you know, figuring each other out. And I think that's really when we kind of like bonded, like everybody kind of bonded in their own way. And I always say I have a different friendship with each cast member.
Yeah.
But I would say they're all genuine, you know?
Yeah. And we did have to bond, you know what I mean? Cause it's like, you're right. And it was like, it was us by ourselves, and we didn't know anyone else or have anyone else, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so we had to kind of like kind of rely on each other a little bit. We're all walking into
everything is different in Australia. Like it's a modern country.
Even the water
different.
Swirls the other way, right? Remember that? When the drain.
Everything is different. They drive like on the wrong. They're on opposite.
On the right side.
The food tastes different. Like, we couldn't even get a normal peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, we were like, we protested one day and we're like, we just want peanut butter and jelly. And so they went out and the lady made it for us, and it was like peanut butter, jelly, and butter. And we were like, no.
Yes, that's right. I remember. Oh my God. That's so funny you remember that. I forgot about that.
That's little things.
Yeah.
That we were just like clinging to because we missed, I think we all missed kind of being home. But yeah, it was such a cool experience.
Yeah, it really was. I tell people this, like, if you're going to a foreign country for the first time ever, you could do a lot worse than go to a country where they speak the same language at least, and a lot of things are still pretty familiar. But yeah, a lot of things were definitely odd. But I, for one, tried to make the most of it. You know, I was like, age of 18. Okay, that's a wrap. See you later.
Mr. Australia. Like, he needed to like get a crown, and like Steve was like partying all the time, and I would be like, I was such a square. I'd be like, oh, I gotta go to bed.
I was like, I don't care if I got a 5 a.m. wake up call. I am gonna be out at the club tonight.
Yes. Yeah. And there were times we had to bang on Steve's door because he did not.
Oh, these are the stories we want to hear, by the way.
Bring on, Karen. I want to make it seem like I was Superman. I was making it there all the time, you know, on time, all the time, no problem.
All I will say is there's a story about a go-go boot.
Go-go.
I don't know about the go-go boot. But all I know is one day Steve was staying at the place that Johnny and I and Amy were staying at, and then the next day he was kicked out because of a go-go boot and a hot tub. I'll let you guys fill in the blanks.
I'll tell the story.
It's exclusively here. Exclusive.
25 years ago. So what the F, you know? Okay. So, my cousin, because remember it was like right before we were going to go on break. And as a, like one of our like Christmas presents, the movie invited us to bring a family member to Australia to come visit us for a week or so.
Yeah.
And, so I invited my cousin Pete. And my cousin Pete came to visit, and man, we tore it up. We tore it up that week. We were going out. We were up. We were up in. We were up. We were out.
He's a legend.
We were like, we may as well have had like a cane and the little fur jacket. You know what I mean? Because we were walking through like we owned the joint. So anyway, so we were out one night, and all of a sudden my cousin and I found ourselves in the company of a couple of lovely ladies, and we were talking to them and hanging out, and you know, two things led to another. One thing, you know, next thing you know, they were hanging out with us, and we were all in the hot tub. And it was just like the
community hot tub, by the way, not a personal one.
Right. It was a hot tub that was like for the whole entire like building, the whole complex that we were staying in. Right. And but it was late at night. I mean, it was like really already pretty late at night. And it was like the four of us in the hot tub. And then we had basically like taken all of our clothes off. Like all of our clothes were off, and we're all hanging out in the hot tub. You know, my cousin was on one side. I was on the other side. The girls were in the middle. We're all hanging out. We're talking.
And that was a fast.
Lo and behold, so we had set our clothes. We set our clothes down. We set our clothes down by the hot tub, and we're all hanging out. We're talking. We're having a good time. Blah blah blah. And all of a sudden, here comes Jason Narvey around the corner, walking up because he's walking through, you know, because it's through the complex. So he's walking up through the complex, and he sees us and he greets us, and he's like, "Hey, what's up?" Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's talking to us, and we're chatting with him, and you know, and whatever, real casual. All of a sudden, and then he goes, "Well, I'll see you guys later," and he picks all of our clothes up. All of them. He took all of our fucking
all of them.
Clothes.
The girls,
and I
the
was
guys,
like, the girls, the guys, he took all of them and bolted through the door. So now we don't have our keys with us to get in. So all he left, was like one blouse and like a go-go boot. So I basically like cover up with the go-go boot. my cousin covers up with the blouse and the girls are basically just like this. And we had to like knock on the door to have the front desk guy let us in. And he was not amused, like in the least. Like he was super pissed that we were in the tub in the first place. Super pissed that we were rolling through the hotel naked with nothing but a go-go boot covering our junk. And yeah. And
by the way.
Like next thing we know,
I was asked to leave, and so then they moved me to another apartment. And actually, that apartment was actually better, so I was fine with that. Yeah, it was actually tight, man. This thing was like fully furnished with like couches and different suites and stuff. I was like, well, this place is better. So you know, whatever. So some things turn into a blessing, I guess.
Steve, I'm gonna tell you right now. Applauses are being played right now for you. Everyone, give me some applauses in the chat.
So embarrassing.
Put some applauses in the chat, guys. This man.
That's why, next time you see Steve, call him Mr. Australia.
Mr. Australia. Man,
Mr.
I'll tell you
Australia.
What. I mean, what's life worth living for if you're not going to go make the most of it at every opportunity you get?
100%.
And I was like, one thing I realized, and I just said, look, I know I'm never going to get this opportunity again like this, you know, to go to another country and live for 4 months and you know, just have this amazing time. I said, I'm going to soak it up. I'm going to try to do everything I can, you know what I mean? Because I'm never going to get that opportunity again, you know?
I would
imagine probably a few of you guys probably felt the same way after you left. You're like, oh, man, I probably should have went out a couple times.
I think so. Why didn't I go out more? I was too focused on making sure I woke up the next day and knew my lines.
Go-go power boots, they're saying
cool.
On the chat.
Oh, the go-go power boots. Oh, go-go. I hate you guys. I hate all of you. You're all blocked now. You're all blocked. whatever, man. It's life. It happens. Got a story like that.
That was great.
Sort of.
That was great. I mean, that made the night for us along with Karen.
That
here,
is just like ridiculous, man. Narvi, dude.
Thank you, Karen.
Man.
Karen, thank you for bringing that, Karen.
I'm
thank
sure
you for bringing
you
that out.
Yeah.
Y'all
so,
have them on me too, I'm sure.
Right. Man, we had a lot of fun doing that stuff, you know. And then we came, and then it was like we were a little spoiled too, because we're working on this big production and this big set and all these like fancy people waiting on us all the time. And we gotta take a tea break. It's tea time now. We get all these breaks in the day with tea time and stuff. And then we go back to the show where we're like
Plumbing.
Get back to work. Back to work. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty brutal, man. We're like, oh, man, we just got regular old crackers.
We want to go back to Australia.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Karen, that was amazing. I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, I mean, you brought life to the show in one way, and now you're bringing, you know, back then, and now you're bringing life here to this show. I mean, you're taking over. Might as well call it the Fantastic Karen Show.
Yeah, right?
Funny story, so I knew he wouldn't mind.
Oh yeah, it's fine. It is what it is.
I mean,
Karen, it's not like I'm ashamed about it. I'm a little embarrassed about it, but I'm not like ashamed or whatever. You know, like there's a lot worse things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
They want to know if you ever got Narvi back.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I ever got him. I never got him back, but I remember one time we were all in the hotel room one time, and we were all goofing around, and I accidentally like punched Narvi in the eye and blacked up his eye, gave him a huge black eye, and I promise it wasn't intentional. It was an accident, you know, and I felt horrible because he was like, oh God,
he
went
like,
down. We're like, oh, you know, I mean, think of it. We're all 20-year-old kids in a hotel by ourselves with free reign to do whatever the hell we want, and we're just drinking our faces off and having a blast. You know what I mean?
Pocket.
It's like, yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. And so I'm just like I said, we took full advantage of it. But yeah, Narvi, man, he got me good on that one.
That's great.
That was,
I mean, that was.
I think he just won.
Yeah, that was great.
He won.
That was amazing.
Go ahead.
No. I was just going to ask, Karen, you also saved the world in the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger movie 25 years ago. You pressed the emergency button in the Megazord back then.
Aisha doesn't get any credit for that. Like, we need an Aisha Day for doing that.
did they ever use that line from the original script where they said bullseye?
No.
No, I said it when I went and did the ADR session. Yeah.
Oh, did you? No. Okay, so it is in the movie then.
They never used it.
No.
Dude, because remember they nailed him right in the balls, and then she goes, "Bullseye!" And I was like, that's a great line. I can't believe they cut it out. You know, they were so scared about it being too more than PG.
There was a lot of
like
adult like things being said, but not in a way where it was disgusting or anything like that. It was just adult humor that we were able to get. But now that you watch it again, it's there and it's funny to know because
we have that original script. We should like
oh my god,
are you serious? Do you really have the original script?
I've got literally.
Shut up.
This is what's crazy. Hold up. I'm going to tell you this something so crazy. My friend, he used to be my manager, a good friend of mine. He kept telling me, I have this box of your stuff. I'm going to send it to you. And I'm like, yeah. He sends me this box and like it literally sits in my living room for like a month. I don't even open it.
Oh my God. I finally opened it.
See, it had like the original script from our first episode.
No way. Really?
And I wrote my little notes in it where I'm like, be happy or act surprised. And it was like all this stuff. And then I had, remember they gave us the scripts and it was like in a blue binder.
Yes.
I had that original blue binder. I had like four or five different movie scripts. I mean, it was like, I was like, what the heck is this? I had my.
That is phenomenal.
Okay, you need to release the Karen cut. You know how they got the Snyder cut? We need the Karen cut. Let's
ticket to the premiere of when we had, like, they sent us a ticket.
Yes.
I have that letter from Saban when we did the Wild Wild West episode. And he was like, did a great job. He never talked to us. And he wrote us a letter after that episode and was like, I really enjoyed it. You did a great job. So I've got all this stuff.
Oh, my God, Karen, that's amazing. See, this is the kind of stuff where I kick myself a little bit because I didn't have the foresight and I should have, you know. I
didn't either. My friend did.
Yeah, well, man, lucky, man. I would love to get a sneak peek at that. I'm coming out to L.A. actually. Well, it's going to be more like Orange County actually, to be honest, but whatever. Maybe we could find a minute to say hi to each other. Next time we see each other, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, that would be amazing. Thank you, Karen. What a great gift that would be. I would love to have that.
That's something everybody needs in their collection.
Oh man, and that first script was so different than the way the movie came out. Like the storyline was completely different, and we ended up reshooting the whole movie as a result. But that whole original script was very, very odd. It was very different.
We weren't fighting like rats. We weren't fighting like the ooze guys.
Yeah,
it was totally different how we got our powers and. We actually had a lot more funny lines. Like the characters all each had like a moment to be kind of comical and funny and
no visors.
I think when you make a film, it just kind of, you know, everything just got, we got some good stuff, but like a lot of really good stuff got, you know, just taken out at some point.
And this is why it's a 25th year anniversary show right now here on the Fantastic Duo show with Karen and Ashley. Because
dude, how dope would it be if somehow 20th Century Fox released all the footage of like the old Dulcea and with Mariska Hargitay and the whole storyline with all the training montage that we did and all that stuff like that, that I just got completely cut out of the movie. That would have been dope.
Yeah. I honestly thought when they did the Blu-ray that they would do that. Like they would at least give the fans, because the fans know that at one point she was Dulcea.
Yes.
I mean, I thought they would have at least, like, they have footage of us, like, all the different takes we were doing. They've got footage of us rehearsing. They've got stuff that we will never see. And I thought when we got the Blu-ray that we would have gotten some of that. But, you know, I think it's just normal stuff.
Maybe it might be lost to the 20th century vaults forever. You know what I mean?
Wait. No. Because Fox Studios got sold to Disney. So Disney, which makes it even more worse, that would never be found. Disney owns
a lot of Power Rangers stuff. When Power Rangers got sold to Disney, Disney boxed up a bunch of stuff and threw them in some warehouses in Burbank, and they're gone forever. Nobody knows where they are. When Saban got it back, Disney doesn't remember because the people that worked there 10 years before don't know where all that stuff was stored.
Yeah.
If maybe there one day there'll be a Storage Wars, guys, where somebody comes on and opens up the door where they find all this Power Rangers stuff that was lost forever. Yeah. It's out there, right?
I'm going to Cali. That's all I gotta
say. And people will come with weird things, and I'm like, where did you get this? And they're like, oh, a friend of mine. So I know someone knows where it is or someone's got it. But yeah, like he said, so much stuff was lost. And it's like, at that point, people used to always go, oh, that kid's show. I don't think anyone thought 25 years later that it would still be so popular and so relevant. 100%
is
incredible. Yeah,
what we would do for anything in that storage bin, like.
Totally, right?
We did you steal your costume? Did you steal your costume from the movie or anything?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't get none of that stuff, you know? Sadly, it is what it is. But no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I know they have some of our movie suits over there at Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood.
Studio.
So David Yost said that a lot of it was because a couple Planet Hollywoods were closing. They were being moved around the country. Some are actually in Florida right now.
Yeah, they're in Florida right now. Yeah. That's where they are.
That mine. I want it.
Yeah. So let's shift just a little bit, Karen, because man, it's already like we've already been on for 40 minutes already. It's so great. I wanted to, because I know all the fans have been asking and they've been wanting to know. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us like the, you know, kind of what's happening with the order? I know we were all set to do it and then some things happened that were beyond our control and then it got put on hold for a little bit and then it just sort of like, you know, kind of like fizzled out. But the thing is that you were, you know, vigilant. You never stopped like pushing toward getting this thing made in some form or fashion. Even to the point where you turned it into a book series as well. And things like that. So maybe could you, because the fans do want to know what's going on with the order. And girl, when are we going to get to shoot some stuff? When are you going to bring your boy in and holler me back? What was my character's name? Dax. Oh, when Dax is in.
Yes.
Dax. Yeah. So if you guys want to see me different, see me as Dax.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
It's still in the works. Like the crazy thing is that I've been able to partner up with some really, really cool people who are connected, but connected in the television industry, which is even a cooler prospect. And so it was presented to me last year that
Longer work too, you know what I mean? That's good.
Exactly. It was presented to me like they were like, why are we trying to do a just one-off film? Why don't you try to get this as a series? Like, I really think this has the potential to be a series. There's so many characters. There's so many people that can come in and out. So many people who can guest star. Because I just gave them my pitch. Like, obviously, people know Power Rangers are in this. But we know so many actors in the Comic-Con circuit. And I had so many other actors that were signing on to be in the film. That we were like, when they said that to me, I was like, I think that's a great idea. I've always thought it could be, you know, have the potential to be on Netflix, Hulu, or any place like that. And so what I had to do at that point was I had to go back and we had to reformat everything so that it would be
a TV
series.
Style.
And, you know, when you do that, you gotta, like, I wrote the, you know, the show Bible, and it's like, you literally gotta lay it all out. Every character, the entire season, the first 10 episodes, I don't have to write all those episodes, but you do have to kind of, when you present it to these networks, you have to tell them, this is what season one is going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
So we did all that, and we even did like a couple of different things to just recut the trailer and just make it more character forward. Because people know we have the action. Obviously, you know, Power Rangers are going to be in it, but we wanted it to be more story driven. And then COVID hit. And like everything kind of just paused in the whole, you know, I know. But luckily, you know, things are opening back up slowly but surely. We're just kind of waiting to see. And we've got, you know, some really good meetings and we got some really good people. Yeah, we got some really good people who are helping me rep the project. So it's just a matter of, you know, like what happened with us 25 years ago, getting in front of the right people. Because it's frustrating when you're kind of going and going and going, but what I've really like, my husband told me, he goes, you just need one person to
That's
get it.
That's it. One. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And all these fans have gotten it. And as long as we get that one person who gets it and gives us the opportunity to even if we got the opportunity to shoot a pilot, I think they would be like, whoa, this is really cool. Because when I tell them it's, you know, a show and we're assassins and we're vigilantes and we're this secret organization that shadows the FBI and the CIA. They're kind of like, okay. And I'm like, and we're Power Rangers. We already have a fan base.
Yeah.
We already got people who love the show. I mean, we are on a world tour every year at every Comic-Con. We're in front of hundreds of thousands of people every weekend. We could promote this thing to no end. And they're like, whoa, okay. So I think we're very close at some great things happening.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Tell people, stay patient. Like, I have not given up on this project. And I told them, I said, even if we shoot it and it comes out on Facebook, then we'll just shoot it.
So,
but I want to at least try to get it to where we can, where it should be. Like, I think if we have the opportunity to do an eight episode or 10 episode season, It would be phenomenal.
Let's just put the whole thing on TikTok, girl.
Yes! TikTok. We can put it all on TikTok.
Do dances.
Alex could like be the technical coordinator of it all.
We've got That's it.
I'm telling you guys, if I come back to you in like 6 months and go, guys, we just got to do it on TikTok. I'm serious.
So Karen, that's what
I think. I think the reason the fans have kind of stuck with us is because they know I've told them we're going to get it done. It's just, let us try to get it done on the level that let's try to go for it all. And if we end up doing it and just giving it to you, then great. But either way, let us try to get it, you know,
It would be good if we could have it at the high production quality that it needs to be at for all the special effects and all the other cool stuff that we want to do and all the big stunts and everything. So, you know, if we try to slap it together and shoot it, you know, like it won't be as we could do it. Yeah, well,
but
for sure,
that was like a lot of favors, a lot of like, please come. You guys came, everybody came for free. Yeah. We just all went out there and had fun. But I think if we really did it, like you said, if we did it the right way, we at least got to go for that. So that takes time. And I COVID has been the bane of my existence, but we're going to keep pushing
forward. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know, like, you know, they say like, you know, success isn't final and failure isn't fatal, you know?
Right.
I mean, it was like, you know, we already thought we had it, you know, we were in, we were about ready to shoot. And then next thing you know, the rug was pulled out from under us. But, you know, failure isn't final because you've been endeavoring and enduring to make this thing happen, you know, and it's been years now, you know, and that's like, and when it finally does hit, it's going to be an amazing success story because, you
and
know,
what I will
people
say
will understand
if
how
we
hard
are able,
you work to make it happen.
Yeah, if we are able to do it at this level, can you imagine, like, it was almost a blessing in disguise. That it didn't happen, you know, and here we are. So.
Right, because you have more time to think about where you want to take it and how you want to do. Like the whole series part of it, that's, you know, the middleman is kind of cut out now because you don't have to go search for a studio. The great thing about with technology and everything today. So as Steve mentioned before, I've been on Real Housewives of New Jersey. I've worked on with Bravo and stuff like that. So I've done a couple features for Netflix as well. And I directed small little baby films, nothing like you guys, just crap.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, like I think the longevity of it and I think the fact that you have the fandom behind it, it'll last longer if you take it that route, right? So you have every single from Netflix to Amazon, you can always release it. There's nothing holding you back from doing that.
Right.
Yeah. We can shoot it ourselves and put it out ourselves, and you can.
And if you need someone to sweep the floors, I'm right here, girl. I am right. I will
just to be there.
Just let me know.
He's the official sweep the floor.
I will officially sweep the floor. Make sure everyone has a safe space to walk through.
You know what? I think we could find something more for you to do other than that. But what I will say is, it was kind of an eye-opening experience for me to think about it because I was trying to squeeze all these amazing actors. Cause the thing is people, you know, they know us only one dimensionally. They know us as Power Rangers, but every single person I know who's been on that show is so talented, far beyond Power Rangers. So for me, I would love it if we're able to do a television show that's, you know, more modern, more edgy, more up-to-date. And we have time for everybody to shine, like squeezing everybody into one
and exactly, and not necessarily in like the Power Ranger like threat. You know what I mean? Like we get to be like evil, and we get to be, you know, different
people
than
die.
What people are used to seeing us. You know what I mean?
I think you build your own universe, and you build that, and you go forward with it, right? So like you said, like a book, comic book, it's all there. Like today's world is not 25 years ago. You know, you needed Fox movies to do what you did with Power Rangers. Now, five guys get together or five girls and they film something incredible, put it up on YouTube, and has millions of views. The middleman has been cut out.
Yeah.
And you And with Steve and you and everyone else that I saw in the trailer, if you guys don't know, make sure you go check out The Order. It's jam packed. It was jam packed, and it was shot great.
It certainly wasn't.
It was
an all Ranger cast.
Rehearsal time. Like we were like, okay, it's gonna be Power Ranger style. Get over there, learn your fight, and everybody showed up, and they just were amazing. So I know that.
I have footage of me and Jason Font in a fight scene together, and I've got some other. I have other footage.
I would love to see that.
I will find it and I'll send it to you. And I have other footage of me and Azeem Risk going battle head to head as well too. Yeah, he's coming at me with a samurai sword and a whole bit, man. It's pretty effing sweet, not gonna lie.
The crazy part is we didn't even know, I knew Jason Font, we know each other from cons, but we never worked together on screen.
Right.
We never worked with Azeem. All these people, we never all worked together. And literally, I'm telling you, the minute we met, we always would talk about it. We've been talking about this, working together and doing a project together for probably 10 plus years. I have an email that I had with Amy and I was like, we need to do a project together and it doesn't need to be Power Rangers. I think we need to stop waiting for them to call us. We need to do our own thing. And so I was just so happy that we were able to take it a step further and actually do that. And now everyone's kind of doing different projects, together. And I love it. I think it's great. I think there's room for all of it.
Well, you got, and you also got the people here, the people in the chat, they love it, by the way. They still love you. They're still talking about you here like crazy,
Yeah, they are.
They're starving
for it. Smith 2020 here. I can't say his first name because I'm Javon, I think, says that you're awesome. So I just want to get that across to you. But I think that the fact that you also could put this up like you had before on a crowdsource, foundation on a website, and you have this our show. Basically, is for you too. You know what I'm saying? This is your show. You want to come on here, promote it, and get people. Behind it. I mean, it's work. It's for Steve. It's for yourself. It's for the extras. The people sweeping the floor.
I honestly believe in the power of the Power Ranger fandom. That's one thing that our fans come together and they support wholeheartedly. Right. And all they want to see is us all together. And it's always crazy to me because we'll have these reunion shows and they're great. But I wish they would take it a step further and really have the cast or the cast members that come in really be a part of the storyline and really help the new team find their way. Because it's one of those things, even our show, we were very lucky because we had, it came on every day. So there are hundreds of Mighty Morphin episodes.
Right.
But it was one of those things where our team would always have a time where we would struggle to figure out who we were as individuals, how we fit into the group, how we, struggled and how we were going to save the world. And I wish that they would really go back to that storytelling. And if they bring people back, bring them back and let them help that team turn that corner. Or maybe they fight that team. I don't know. Maybe they come back as
It's like a lot of times when they do these, reunion episodes, we're essentially glorified extras, And it's cool because, we want to focus on the team that's happening there. But, we're talking about one episode, So one episode where, you bring the loyal fans who still keep watching that remember from 20 years ago, they want to see us interact, get one or two lines and it's anybody could have said that.
And the crazy thing are those are the highest rated episodes for that season. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that, it takes other people from other seasons to come back to boost the ratings.
Yeah.
Then why don't you really make them a part of the story? Why don't you really integrate them into this?
Yeah, so they should make it a three-parters all the time. It should always be three-parter.
Yeah,
It should be a three-parter all the time. And but alas, who knows if they'll listen to us.
And with
old habits are hard. Old habits are hard to break.
And with
I have an idea for them. So if they ever came to me, I could give them a script that I think would.
That's amazing.
It brings in other cast members. It highlights the cast. At the end of the day, the cast is the one that gets all the attention. But those other people come in as truly a supporting cast that changes the direction of that team and helps them become a better team.
Right.
So call me.
So with a couple minutes,
I'm not cheap either, but call me.
With a couple minutes left,
Steve,
I wanted
you're
to.
You're in the episode, by the way.
Oh, word. Okay. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Gotcha, I got you.
I wanted to bring this up to you, because somebody mentioned it on the chat. So Boom obviously is writing you guys as the Stone Canyon crew into the comics, and it's so amazing that people now, 26 years later. Are learning your story all over again. There's nobody else who's played these characters, right? So even in the comic books, when they're writing them and drawing them in their way, it is still you three. You get what I'm saying? So it's amazing to me that 26 years later, you're still being introduced to a whole new generation. And the story is beautiful because they're taking their time telling each of you guys who you are, as opposed to, it was a little bit rushed in the show, So really quickly, any words on how you feel about now? You open up a comic book and there you are, 26 years later.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love what, you know, Kyle Higgins and Brian, I love what they've been doing.
Like, Boom Studios is insane.
I've said it so many times. I've said it to so many people who work at the time for Hasbro and work for Saban. I was like, these guys should be writing the series. Like, these guys are writing these pivotal stories.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to read in a comic book, but can you imagine if it was a television show? And all of them are television writers. Like, they all have movies and stuff.
They all have that background for sure. Yeah. So,
exactly. Yeah. And I just love what they're doing because they're taking the time. Like, it's almost like it goes back to what made Power Rangers great. Yeah. We love the Zords and we love the fights and we love the costumes.
Yeah.
But what made it really come to life were those relationships.
Yes.
And those teenagers, every single kid.
Yeah, that's what the kids relate to. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were kids. We were friends. And this is the thing. There's no other time that we should be writing stories about people being friends and people overcoming obstacles and challenges in life. Like, we're also challenged right now as a society. Power Rangers has a perfect opportunity because they've always been a multicultural show.
Always.
They've always been ahead of the curve.
It's always been that way.
They've always been ahead of the curve.
And it wasn't something like, you know, like gratuitous, like, you know what I mean? A gimmicky. Yeah, exactly. You
it
know?
Wasn't pushed on you. It was natural. No. It was natural. Like, when the teams came together, it was different backgrounds, different nationalities, everything. Yeah. Everything about it just brought people together.
And they never questioned those friendships because those characters were written so that they were written so genuinely that we genuinely believed that they were all friends. You're friends with the smart guy, you're friends with the jock, you're friends with the guy who's really good at karate, you're friends with the sassy girl.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just met at the juice bar and had this great time. So
it showed acceptance, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we have to have the acceptance and tolerance of everybody, you know?
Exactly. And I think that's why the comic book has just taken off. Because it's got that. It's got those great stories. And it's
thank you, Boom Studios.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, my hat goes off to them every time I see them. They're doing such an amazing show. And they even wrote, like, you know, writing, you know, Trini and Zach and Jason, writing them off. They wrote it better, you know?
Yeah,
It was actually a really cool, even more interesting way for them to have left the series.
Yeah.
So I just think that that's why it's so great to read and it's so interesting because they've really, you know, they've got really good, they've got, and then, you know, it's funny, another thing, they make it edgy, but it's still child appropriate.
Right.
You can
be
edgy. Like, you watch Marvel, you watch Captain America, you watch Black Panther. Those movies are edgy. They do things in there that aren't just kid friendly.
But it's not Sin City though. You know what I mean? It's not Sin City gory. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, right. But exactly.
It still gives you everything you want.
Karen, this has been amazing. We want to thank,
I can't believe it's already been an hour. It went so fast.
I know.
Are you
we literally could talk for like 2.5 more hours easily about all kinds of stuff.
Are you open to doing a part two anytime later on in the future with Steve?
Because
these stories between
you
two.
For Steve.
Yes,
Steve,
I love you. Thank
Steve
you.
He looked at me and said, it's our job to lose. And he was right. We were bonded in that moment.
right. And much like sisters and brothers sometimes fight, you know, sometimes we didn't always get along and we, you know, but there was never like not the mutual respect and love and you know, and it was all about the work too. And we didn't see each other for a long time after the show. But it wasn't because we didn't have, you know, we didn't have love for each other, but it was like, we moved on. Everybody moved on. And it wasn't because it was thanks to the fans and the demand of like conventions and stuff, bringing us back that we all got to reconnect again. And my life has been so enriched, so much more enriched as a result of being reconnected with all you guys again. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I really thank you. Like, we literally got like a couple of minutes left. Can you tell everybody where they can follow you? And maybe just briefly, anything else you want to say?
No. You can follow me at Karen Ashley on Instagram. That's probably the best place. I'm at Official Karen Ashley on Facebook, but I'm always on Instagram. I have a new Comic-Con, Ranger Stop and Pop. It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
It's going to be March 5th through the 7th, 2021. We've got a great cast of Rangers coming out. Steve was at our show last year.
Yeah,
that's amazing. We can't wait to do it again. And I love you guys. And I'll come back anytime.
All right.
Thank you so
much. Fantastic. So we're gonna take it out. I mean, like, we're obviously like a minute left. So we're gonna take it out. Let's again thank you so much, Karen. Thank you to all the Twitch fans and the Twitchverse for watching this and joining in with the conversation and everything like that. And on behalf of my co-host Alex, we wish you guys all the best. And you know, may the power protect you and stay safe out there, guys. Thank you so much.